fast as we can. That's true.
This is scheduled Taney County Commission meeting, which will be brief. This Thursday, January 12th, 2012. Jim, what is a question for you?
Yes.
Let me restate this. The first order of business is payroll and accounts payable. On this. You say that's finishing up the...
I believe it's the data services. This is all based off of December data services since we were self-insured. So that's all this is a function up of...
What line is it coming out of? I thought we did away with... I guess it'd just
it's be... It's 105. This is sewer, road and bridge. This is GCR. So this will have to find... We'll go negative in that one line item by $1,900. That line will still exist.
Okay.
But that's not us. This is the other two departments.
And on sewer, will that come out of our portion of the sewer budget?
We'll have to because it can't be.
Otherwise, they'll be paying for it themselves, right?
It'll have to be come out of the.
We have set up the 780 account. The top half of that is ours.
Right.
And then there's a portion in there that we're going to pass through to.
This will have to be changed to the 780 account.
Okay. You'll have to explain that to me when you get to it, because I don't know.
780 is where we have.
I understand all that.
This money is allocated in the 355, which was what we. Zero. This was December.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all I need to know. It's
these free. Services were the last 10 days of December.
Yeah, okay.
So.
It's just that we did away with that.
Line item. The whole department. So that's what those are. And this comes out of the legal department, which is the right code here. So.
I also think that we need to set up, Nikki, and I'm assuming that comes through us, for sewer on a quarterly basis, a percentage of the administrative fee that we agreed to via intergovernmental agreement.
Okay.
Which my suggestion is...
We just need to give that to Frank.
$45,000. I mean, we should prepare an invoice to pass through in January, again in April, again in June, and again in October, potentially.
Because that's legal, do you want Jillian to do
Yeah, because we'll have to have an intergovernmental. If you just, yeah, because that's what she's going to have to drop the... Would they invoice us, or would we just?
We'd have to.
They'd invoice us for administrative services. They'd That's what to. It is.
So I think they'd have to. The way
have them invoice now. Us for administrative services for the months of January through
the end of March. For 1/4 of $880,000, which is $45,000.
Because they're going to need those to start paying their bills ASAP.
Right. But we've got to get the intergovernmental agreement that.
If we could set that up for Monday, that'd be great.
Monday of?
Next week, Tuesday?
Thursday.
Thursday? Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We can't pay it, Ron, until the intergovernmental agreement's been done.
I understand.
So where are we at with the intergovernmental
agreement? We haven't started it.
Actually, we probably do need to talk to Frank and or Pat. We do have an intergovernmental agreement in place. We have budgetarily already established that we were going to do this. I think it's just a matter of us doing it. But
yeah, we need to ask Pat. Or
yep. We'll pursue that.
Get the invoice done, and I'm going to send an email when I get back upstairs to Frank and Pat and ask them for clarification. Can we use the existing intergovernmental agreement to pass this $45,000?
So you would like me to contact Sewer and have them?
Generate an invoice.
Okay.
I've got a question about the... The amount.
Yes, sir.
I can see where there's a possibility they would need more the first quarter or the second, up to the half year than they would the last part because of revenues that they'll have coming in.
Right.
Do we need to, you understand what I'm saying because of the switchover? Do you guys, would you think that we might pass through it semi-annually on this first part and then go to quarterly? I'm going about like passing $90,000 through instead of the just because of the switch.
I don't know. I thought that I thought originally we were probably going to do it on a monthly basis, but we can turn right around, do a quarter, and do a second amount in 2 or 3 weeks if we feel that it's...
No. Okay, I just...
It's whatever we want to do, whatever you guys want to do.
Well, I haven't heard any requests. I understand what you're saying.
This didn't come from sewer. It came from...
Sewer hasn't asked for anything.
Right.
So... I wouldn't mind doing it quarterly if we wanted to accelerate the second quarter, like Ron says, weeks.
That's fine. I just want us to keep it in mind in case
they need it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So accounts payable. Motion to approve accounts payable warrants 5563 and 5564 as presented.
Second.
Yes.
With the change here in one of the line items to reflect money coming out of 780 versus the 355 account.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable. Warrants 5563, 5564. As presented with changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Changed for somebody. Okay. Commissioner Hausman, because of holiday and some travel schedules, we need to approve payroll for the next 2 weeks. It's being compiled right now, but there's no changes to what we've paid already the last 2 weeks, so. Based on that, I'm going to move that we approve payroll. Otherwise, we won't hit our direct deposit dates because we don't meet again until next Thursday.
Right. It's administrative.
Pre-approve? Then motion to pre-approve the accounts payable, the payroll.
Okay, I'll second it. I don't. That's an administrative duty anyway of theirs.
Right.
Motion has been made and seconded to pre-approve payroll because of the holidays. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mutual termination and general release agreement.
It's in front of you.
I see.
Mark, you want to, I guess this one here, because that microphone's dead. If you would just kind of give us quick overview of it. I think we're all pretty familiar with it.
Gentlemen, this is a dissolution of agreement or mutual termination agreement between the Taney County Airport and Phillips 66. Phillips 66 has been our fuel supplier. We have entered into a new agreement with a Phillips 66 fuel marketer. Before we can receive fuel from them, we need to terminate the prior agreement with Phillips 66 direct. That's all this is. Termination agreement with Phillips 66.
Motion to approve mutual termination and general release agreement as presented and reviewed.
Sir?
I'll second, but I just got to ask a question.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve mutual termination and general release agreement as presented. I would also note that we have a letter of approval as to form from counsel. Sir?
And this is a first of the year contract that has been approved by the Airport Board?
The termination agreement you have before you is as of November 30th, 2011. And yes, it's approved by the Airport Board.
Okay.
The one that it's replacing has already been put in place by the Airport Board and the Commission.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Agenda request review.
Whoa. There, I got taken off it. We're not doing that.
You probably saw an email come across from Mr. Jim Berry from the Health mm-hmm. Department. How would you like to proceed forward with him? Do you want to schedule a meeting?
I would like to have a sit-down in fairness to Mr. Berry because we did not have that sit-down.
Okay.
And that was
an oversight.
It was a misunderstanding. So definitely I would like to have that as soon as I think the next would be that Thursday.
Can I also state, since it's a contractual agreement that we have, that we might go ahead and put down possible executive pursuant to the litigation, since we're in.
What all did we move? We moved some things from today's agenda to next Thursday.
Well, I moved them from today to Tuesday. And then yesterday they were moved from Tuesday to next Thursday.
Yes, because of the schedule. But they were moved, and so they're on there is what I'm saying. Wasn't there a couple of requests by me? And
Board appointments.
Board appointments and salary.
Legal description for the commission districts. Insurance claims procedures.
The
And then there was a personnel with Ms. Sorensen.
Back up just a minute. The legal descriptions, are you all wanting to pursue that? Are we going to have a discussion about whether or not we're going to pursue that? Is that what this is?
I think that's the request.
Okay. Was there something else, Dan?
Yeah, there was. I didn't want to get off base on it. It was just I'd like to have at least an hour to do some salary review.
That is the executive that's scheduled with Ms. Sorensen.
Okay.
Do you just want 1 hour? Initially, it was two.
Let's leave it there. That's fine.
Two?
Let's leave it two because we spent an hour the other night in executive. And
especially since it's going to take about 20 hours, so I think there's a good start.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get it started, and that's reading up it.
Appreciate that.
Next up with the ambulance district.
That was my request. The ambulance district would like to have some conversation with us regarding where they are in the process, where they'd like to know where we are in the process. The last conversation we hadn't finalized the Mount Branson barn acquisition. The sign department was still over there. We've had some other conversation that may change some of our overall thoughts, and they would like to have a conversation with us. But I think more importantly, we probably need to have a conversation, because if we're talking about selling property and buying property, which is what a proposal, I'd like to have that conversation with us prior to, and since it's a contract on real estate, we can do it in executive possibly. So
also on Thursday?
On Thursday if we could.
A lot of things have taken place since our last conversation with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do we have council scheduled for that day?
I was out of the office yesterday, and I believe everything that was originally scheduled on Tuesday was scheduled for Thursday, and it was scheduled on Tuesday. So to be 100% positive, I'll have to look.
I don't know the answer to that either.
Well, I don't have anything particular. I just... Anything else, gentlemen?
Helen Suti asked for a couple of minutes turnover records to the county clerk on Thursday the 19th.
That's fine.
What is that?
Turn records over to the county clerk.
Okay. She needs to do that in the commission?
She has to present it to you.
Oh, okay.
There is a contract that is ready for your approval. It's been reviewed by Frank Cotty. It's a prosecutor fee fund interdepartmental agreement.
I think that's something that we have already done, is it not? We just haven't signed it, or
we haven't voted. We haven't exercised the. We have an agreement via email. We're just doing a formality.
So do we want to set it up for a vote? That's my question.
Yeah, I mean, we probably need to Thursday.
Thursday.
Who's holding on all the other things, so that's it.
Is the Arkansas fishing game that we approved last week, who's taking care of getting that sent out?
Pat requested to take the originals, which I gave them to her, and she said that she would have Arkansas Game and Fish send them directly back to our office.
Okay, so she's took them and then
correct.
She would send them.
Okay. Should we schedule any time for that Thursday as well? For follow-up discussions of 2012 budget, and the reason being that there's tons of little things that are coming up. It might be good if we could address, just in keeping with the Sunshine Law, whatever those are on that day. I can't imagine it would take 15 minutes, but...
Okay. Thursday? Yeah, that's fine.
Such as there might be more questions regarding this, the new sewer budget there.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's some questions regarding insurance within the budget.
Would you like possible executive if you're going to talk about some litigation? And
since juvenile office employees are going to be involved.
Okay. In just 15 minutes?
30. If you tie that on the back of something else, then we can pick it up and drop it.
Okay.
Gentlemen, anything else?
Sir, no, sir.
Nikki?
No, I'm good.
The 12:15, sir, is what I had requested, but that is not necessary, so... we won't need to be coming back at 12:15 to have a transfer station discussion.
And we have, for the public edification, a major meeting next Tuesday in Jefferson City, which is a rally regarding 911 and legislation that's been proposed regarding 911 statewide that we all have been invited to attend and participate in. Therefore, the commission will be meeting on Thursday. I would entertain a motion to adjourn for the day.
Motion to adjourn for the day.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, guys.